I had a number of monologues on my mind today, but I spurred one in that little opening line about a conversation ending with, what did you mean by that? Now I know what you meant by that. And I realize there are a lot of things that we parents do that are futile. The children seem to be much smarter than us. For example, you ask a kid why, and what do you get back?
Oh, no.
Or a deer in the headlight stare. An answer that is no answer. Why would you do that to your sister?
'Cause.
Why would you do that to your sister?
Well, she sneezed.
That's no reason. Why would you do that to your sister?
I felt like it. It just happened.
You get no answer. We beat our heads against the why wall trying to get an answer out of kids. And if you noticed, you don't get any better answer as they get older. You don't get a 16-year-old saying, well, mother, while I am 16-year-old, I think I will engage in a little bit of self-introspection, an insightful journey into my psyche to be able to provide an answer multiplicatively for the motivations that are driving me. No, the older they get, the less likely they're to tell you anything. You know why? Because they don't trust you.
I tell you why I did what I did. I could be in bigger trouble.
You know, it's bad enough you're going to nail me for what I did, but then when I tell you my reasoning and you realize my reasoning is dumb as it could possibly be, you're going to kill me. I'm not telling you. But then we turn around and we entertained their why. They tell us, Mom, why can't I go?
Well, there's not enough supervision there. I don't even know who those people are.
Well, why can't you call them? You know who they are. That's the lady that sits behind us in church. The one you said you always really liked because she sings really well and she participates in Mass.
Well, that's no reason that I know her. I don't know anything about how she raises her kids.
Well, Mom, why can't I have her call you?
She doesn't need to call me. I told you. You don't need to go. I don't know enough about what's going on. And that's it.
Well, why can't... You see what happens? We keep giving whys. We have this vain hope that they're going to look at us and say, I've been so blind. Of course, Mother. That makes perfect sense. You are so wise. That's why you're the grown-up and I'm the child. It is also clear to me now. Let's hold hands, sing Kumbaya around the campfire.
We ask them why, we get nothing. They ask us why. We feel obliged to explain over the next hour and a half, ultimately not getting them to agree or accept, and then we explode.
Because I said so, that's why!
And then they look at us with a mixture of patronizing disdain, and they say, Oh, that's a great reason. Okay, well, that's just what I'll tell my kids then, because...
What they fail to recognize, or what they won't admit they recognize, is that you tried to explain for an hour and a half. None of your explanations were found appropriate or acceptable. And so, when you finally hit your limit and you exploded with, because I'm your mother, that's why, they look at you as if that was the only reason you gave. It was psychologically narrow. And hopefully their therapist won't hear about this. Just another example of how unreasonable you are and how unwilling you are to offer an explanation that they want just a simple answer to.